Now notice the third commandment. The first two now were about idolatry and about other gods, you see. Now the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You remember that Paul says in the third of Romans, their mouth is full of cursing. All you have to do is walk down the street or be in any public place, and you'll hear the foul mouths of people today. Probably there's never been a time when there were so many foul-mouthed people, dirty-minded, foul-mouthed folk, as there are at the present. God hates it. And God says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Paul says their mouth is full of cursing. Man said to me one time in downtown Los Angeles, he said, McGee, you can't say that everybody's mouth is full of cursing. I said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's make an experiment. Let's go out here on the corner, and you hit the first man that comes by, hit him in the mouth, and see what comes out. My friend, you know what would come out. Have you noticed that all of these commandments are negative that we've had here so far? But now we come to the first positive one. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. Now, I know that there are going to be those that say, well, now we ought to start keeping the Sabbath. Well, that's Saturday. You're right about that. But the very interesting thing is that all of the commandments are repeated in the New Testament with the exception of the Sabbath day. That's not given to the church. The church met on the first day of the week. Now, the Sabbath had a peculiar relationship to the nation Israel. You'll recall that when we were back in the book of Exodus, in chapter 31, verse 13, God said this, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it's a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I'm the Lord, doth sanctify you. And in verse 16 he says, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. That was given to the nation Israel. A Jewish friend of mine, who's a Christian, he calls these people who want to get under the Sabbath day today, he calls them secondhand Jews. And believe me, that's what they are. This was given to the nation Israel.